Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hi, friends. Welcome back, or welcome to the Patience to Prosperity podcast. I promise the audio is not always like this, but we're road tripping together today. And if you've listened to my road trip episodes before, you know you better buckle in right now because this is going to be a good one. I get all my downloads when I'm alone with my thoughts on my 7-hour drive. Anyways, trying not to think about the amount of hours I'm going to spend sitting in this car today. But while I'm driving literally like 300 miles straight right now, I'm just going to talk to my favorite people. My butt is literally falling asleep, guys. It hurts so bad. Anyways, coming at you with dried tears on my face from listening to Noah Kahan and crying about no longer being a child and letting go of everything that I'm leaving behind. If you've been listening to my past few episodes, it's clear that I am in a transitional period of my life right now, as I think a lot of us are. And I know that I'm about to step into something so expansive. Like, I feel it in my bones. And I feel like I'm just trying to convince myself to, like, be fearful about the uncertainty behind that. But, like, I know that it's going to be good things coming. And what I've come to realize is that I have climbed all of the walls that other people have put up for me in my life. Like, I'm no longer triggered by anything that I used to be triggered by. Like, I've healed from all the shit that other people have put me through. So now I'm just climbing the walls that I have put up for myself. And that's really fucking powerful. And I don't think that I let myself, like, actually internalize that sometimes. Sorry, this is a bumpy one. I don't know if this audio is going to pick up anything, to be honest. I'm just trying to talk so fucking close to my phone. Literally speaking into my voice memos on my phone. But take that as, like, girl, if you have a dream, literally start doing it with whatever materials you have around you. Like, you don't need the expensive equipment. Just fucking do it, you know? Off track. But anyways. So, yeah, like, now I'm just realizing, like, it's actually a privilege to face challenges from a life that I have created for myself. Like, the only challenges that are coming up in my life right now, for the most part, are ones that I have created for myself because I'm not allowing myself to live in a lack mindset, to live in the past, or to dream smaller, to put myself in boxes. You know, like, I'm really just expanding as much as I can. I'm spreading my wings as much as I can, as cliche as that sounds. But it's also fucking scary because, like, you're learning to fucking fly for the first time, you know? This is so cheesy, but I just cried for like an hour, so bear with me here. So I just said my goodbyes, obviously. I was home for the summer in my hometown, my childhood home, where I grew up. And now I'm headed back to school, and I'm feeling it all. I'm feeling it all. I'm halfway through college, and I'm just like, I'm feeling it all. What I'm realizing is that, you know, I'm not necessarily sad to leave the things behind that I'm leaving behind, because ultimately, like, my life back home is not the life that I want to live for myself. It's not. And that's why I'm creating a life of my own. And that comes with so much, to be honest. But the thing is, when you are starting to create a life for yourself, the goodbyes that you're saying to things sometimes are so painful because they are the last link to what you're letting go of. Like, you know that the second that you let go of that thing, that is your goodbye. Like, you are no longer holding on to it. And I think that's what makes the goodbye so painful. And maybe that's just me stating the obvious, but just, like, wording it differently than you've heard before. I don't know. But sometimes you also need that, you know? I don't know. I really think that I'm at a phase in my life right now where I feel going into this next chapter of my life exactly how I did when I was going into my freshman year of college. So completely uncertain of who I was going to meet, what I was going to do, what I was going to become. Like, I went into school with a major that I didn't actually want and ended up finding psychology instead. I went in not knowing my roommate at all and now living with her for a third year in a row. I went in not even touring my college campus and ending up falling in love with it and craving it every single time I'm away from it. Like, there was so much uncertainty, but at the same time, it was the biggest knowing that I have ever felt in my life. Like, I felt, oh my fucking God, that was a big bump. I felt so called to go to my school that I chose. And I really just trusted that. Like, from the fucking get-go, I was trusting my intuition with going to the school. I just blindly threw a Hail Mary. And, you know, I was gifted for that. Like, the universe gifted me in every area of my life, pretty much, for following my dreams. Oh my God, I just saw a truck that had 222 on it, and it said my mom's maiden name, like my grandma's last name, on it. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. Anyways, I'm done with shedding tears today. But honestly, like, I love crying so much. Like, is that a hot take? Because I can't get myself to cry for shit. Like, it is so hard for me to cry unless I'm, like, on my period or really frustrated. Like, it's really hard for me to cry. And when I do cry, I'm, like, crying about everything all at once. Just on 999 when I said that. So, yeah, I just feel like I'm stepping into a new chapter. Okay, also, I want to mention this because, like, this was really fucking crazy to me. And I just feel like the collective that this is reaching is going to, like, be shook right now when I say this. So, when I was going into my freshman year of college, literally, like, less than a week before I was leaving, packing my shit, starting a completely new life for myself, I was sitting on my front porch at home and I was journaling, and it was just a day where I was like feeling it. I was finally like, oh shit, like I'm about to leave. And what I'm saying right now is about to translate into my next topic, so just stay with me here. But I was just like having these thoughts of change and transformation and trusting my intuition and like all that goodness. And then I literally looked up and there was a hummingbird flapping its wings, like literally face to fucking face. I'm talking like less than a foot away from me, guys, like right in front of me, staring at me for a good, like solid 5 to 8 seconds, just staring at me. And it was insane. Like, I felt that shit in my heart. Like, it was insane. And if you don't know anything about hummingbirds, one, you know, they symbolize transformation and growth and a lot of things, but also they're like really rare to see. Like, hummingbirds, I'm pretty sure, are afraid of humans. So it's like it's a very rare thing to see a hummingbird, especially to come face to face with one. And the one that I saw was like green and blue. It was beautiful. It was so beautiful. So it was fucking crazy. And then get this. This summer I felt like I was really, really trusting my intuition for the first time, like without double backing it, without like questioning it first. Like, I was really honed in on those intuitive nudges that I was getting. The second I was feeling like I was supposed to do something, I was doing it, you know? So I was sitting on my porch one day and I felt called to roll out my yoga mat and do a little flow. So that's exactly what I did. And I didn't know why I was feeling that urge, but I just did it. And all of a sudden, like, I got up from like downwards dog or whatever I was doing, and there was a hummingbird flapping its wings literally right in front of me. It was like the craziest thing ever, because that happened to me around this time 2 years ago exactly. And that was just like fucking crazy to me, because like, what are the odds? They're so rare. It was so fucking crazy. Like, no amount of words can explain how that actually felt. But, you know, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I just, like, one, because I feel like that was symbolizing to me that the chapter I'm about to open right now, that was Spirit's way of talking to me and being like, hey, you had no idea what was about to come when you took the leap of faith to go to school in somewhere that you've never lived before and a place that you've never even toured before, you know? So why are you letting yourself feel fearful for this next journey of your life? Like, you know that it's gonna bring in good things to you. So stop trying to convince yourself that fear is what you should be holding on to right now, you know? Anyways, so what I really just wanna talk about a little bit more with you guys today is the whole death and rebirth and closing out cycles, saying goodbyes, but also like painful endings come with new beginnings, like all that kind of stuff, you know? So one of the things that I have realized about myself is that it's really hard for me to internalize how I'm feeling about something in the moment. Like, oh, I just saw 222. Like, when I'm about to do something huge, or I'm saying goodbye to something, which usually is happening at the same time, right? It is so fucking hard for me to internalize it in the moment. Like, I remember talking to you guys about the fact that when I was in Italy, I was literally actively walking through the streets of Italy, having to remind myself, like, I'm in fucking Italy. Like, I am here, you know? Things just don't fucking hit me. It's so weird. And then still to this day, I feel like my whole trip to Italy was just like a fever dream. Like, it's so hard for me to internalize things. And if you're listening to that and not resonating with it, you're probably just like, oh, you're just not sitting with it. And like, fair, maybe that's part of it. But also, I am very in tune with myself, and like, I do sit with my thoughts and my emotions and all that. So it's just so weird to me how I haven't uncovered why exactly it's so hard for me to let go of things. But I also have realized through deep introspection, I've realized that I've been taking care of myself pretty much my entire life. And, you know, through that, I have found comfort in self-soothing. Like, I know how to self-soothe. I know how to make myself feel better. And what I've realized is that I'm always saying my goodbyes in solitude. Like, I just left for school, right? And, you know, I hugged my parents goodbye and I got on my merry way. But I didn't actually say my goodbye in the moment that I hugged them goodbye. I said my goodbye in my car, shedding tears by myself, you know? And I think sometimes we really mistake bravery for fear, because bravery is something that takes so much courage. And when you're feeling brave about something, like, your mind doesn't immediately give you credit for it, you know? Your mind is like, oh, you're feeling these pent-up emotions, you must be scared. So you almost like belittle yourself, when in reality, what you're actually doing is being so fucking courageous that you're pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone without even realizing where your comfort zone is to begin with, you know? But your comfort zone is an actual, real, tangible zone that you push yourself past. Because there is this realm in which you become familiar with, and anything outside of that subconscious realm that you've created for yourself is seen as unfamiliar to you. So you take it as fear just because it's unfamiliar. But, you know, just because you haven't done it before, or haven't seen it, or don't know exactly what's gonna come of it, doesn't mean that it's not meant for you. And I think that's where you have to dive into your own intuition a little bit more, because if something called out to you, if something's telling you that like you have to be doing this thing for a reason, but you don't understand why yet, I promise you it will reveal itself in time. Like, I guarantee you it will reveal itself in time. And the surprise element of it is what makes it so fucking powerful. Like, you're not supposed to know everything when you want to know it, you know? And it creates a lot of uncertainty, but I think that the uncertainty is just a test to prove to whatever higher power you believe in that you are so committed to yourself and your own journey and this life that you have been so graciously given, that you are willing to wait, that you're willing to walk the path with your eyes closed. Or not with your eyes closed. You should have your eyes open when you're walking the path, because you should be aware of everything that is being given to you, because everything is a sign if you're willing to see it as a sign. But walk the path without certainty of what you're about to uncover, you know? And I'm not even trying to be a fucking poet or a philosopher right now. I'm just like, baby, this just my flow state, you know? Like, this just my fucking flow state. Okay, so last night I was journaling a little bit, and what I realized is that this whole summer I've kind of been living more in my imagination, which I think is totally fine. And if you resonate with that, I'm not about to tell you like that is wrong, but I think there are levels to it. Like, I think it's harmful for you to get mad at yourself for being in your imagination, but I also think it's harmful to just fully be in your imagination and ignore everything that's presently happening in front of you. But something that I've realized, like, I was, okay, here's the thing. I was present in where I was when I was like living at home. Like, I was seeing all the signs around me. I was taking in all of the lessons that were being shown at me every single day, but I was living in my imagination as to like what's to come in my future when I go back to school for things that haven't happened yet. I was living more in my imagination than I was about the things that were already set in stone that I was looking forward to going back to school, like seeing my friends and teaching yoga and taking new classes and meeting new people, like all that stuff that I know that I'm about to face. I wasn't internalizing and I wasn't letting myself look forward to as much as the things that were more unclear to me. But I think that only mirrors to me that the reason why I was so in my imagination on things that I don't necessarily know for sure are going to happen is because I'm feeling called to put myself in the energy of receiving those things to fucking manifest them into my life, into my reality, you know? So if that's where you're at right now, don't beat yourself up for being in your imagination right now. Explore it and become curious with it, because I'm sure that there's a reason why you feel so called to daydream right now. You feel so called to think about things that are not actually happening in your external reality. You know? Okay, a few days ago I was journaling a lot about what I desire becoming, like just basically manifesting, you know? And I'm going to completely butcher what I said, and I wish I had my journal on hand so I can read it to you guys. But stay tuned for further episodes, because I'm sure I'll bring it up. And I also made a TikTok about it, so follow me on there if you don't already, because I really do post a lot of good little nuggets. And if you like the podcast, you really should be following me on Instagram and TikTok, because I post literally every single day. This is not even me trying to promote myself. It's me just being like, girl, we're aligned. If you feel like you resonate with what I'm saying in my episodes, we are aligned, because I'm talking about things that I'm currently going through, you know? So we're aligned. Let's become friends. Anyways, so I posted a reel about it, but I was basically talking about how the things that you desire are desiring you. Like, you give what you receive and you receive what you give. You know, you deserve exactly what you desire because you desire what you give. Like, you are love. You are a good friend. You are successful and valuable. You are all of those things, you know? And like, when I say the word valuable, what came into my head was money. And Money is a really tough thing, and I almost want to do like a whole fucking episode on it, to be honest. But when it comes down to money, you have to spend within your means, right? In order to like not go broke and be in debt. But it's hard because like you also don't want to operate from a lack mindset where you're telling yourself you can't do something and you can't afford something. And like, I don't know, but maybe that's not a lack mindset. Maybe that's literally just you living within your means and being realistic. I don't know. But the thing about money is that it's a currency. Like, it's a currency and you are the entity. What's the saying? Like, abundance flows where attention goes or something like that. I don't know. Maybe I just made that up, but hey, it still makes sense. I really think that if you're in a place where money's kind of scarce right now, you have to remind yourself that it is scarce right now for a reason, because you are so divinely guided and protected that you are able to be in a place of just getting by with finances right now, because you're about to step into so much abundance that it's not even gonna matter. So that's why it's like, maybe it's a little fucking delusional when you only have like $100 in the fucking bank, you know? Like, maybe it's delusional to think that way. But also, is it really? Because money is literally just a made up currency. I think the problem is that people think about it too much as this physical thing outside of themselves, but it's a fucking currency that you attract, you know? Anyways, I don't really want to talk about money for the entire episode, so I'm gonna get off track with that. That's just a thought, because this summer I literally landed in Italy, and the second I landed, I lost my job that I was supposed to start the day after I landed. And obviously, I didn't fucking know why in the moment, and all I could do was trust that, you know, it was for a reason. And I really do think it was for a reason, because I got to focus more on the podcast this summer. I got to hang out with my mom a lot and go on a lot of hikes and do a lot of things that I would not have been able to do if I was working all the time. And I know that the reason why I was able to not make money as much as I wanted to this summer was because I'm about to step into so much abundance that it doesn't even matter. The universe was just telling me, like, girl, it's okay for you to kick your feet up and lay back and just be introspective this summer, because I got you. Like, you're about to step into it. Don't you worry. That's at least what I'm trying to embody. So if that resonates, then take that as you will and run with it. But yeah, that just gets me to my next point that I want to talk about, which is just being delusional with your dreams. And I know I've probably talked about this a lot, but every time I do talk about it, something new comes. So like, sit back and relax, girl. I'm always gonna fucking talk about how delusional you have to be in order to reach your dreams, you know? And it's funny because the only people who are ever gonna tell you that is people who have surpassed their dreams in life, you know? Like, the Tyler the Creators, the Mac Millers, the SZAs, like, all those people have said countless of times that you have to be delusional if you want to get what you ultimately desire in this life. Like, stop playing small. You have to actually come clear with your deeply rooted dreams that have always been inside of you, you know, that you have just suppressed and told yourself are too big. Like, what dreams inside of you are you telling yourself are too big right now? You know, because even when it comes to the podcast, I'll limit myself and be like, oh, I can only dream about having a big following for the podcast, instead of like actually internalizing what it would be like for my name to be heard around the world and like actually be known, not just liked by some people. You know, like, if you're not reaching a level of delusion when it comes to your dreams, you're not dreaming big enough. You're not stepping outside of the box enough. Like, you have to feel a little bit crazy. Lately, I've realized I don't actually have a fear of failure. And I think it's like, one, because I don't actually believe that I will fail. Like, I don't think failing is actually a thing if you learn from it. Like, I don't think that failing even exists, you know? But a lot of us think that we have a fear of failure. But what it actually is just a fear of failing while being seen failing. you know? And I know I just said that failing doesn't exist, but that's why you have to uncover what you view as failure. Because if you just view one hiccup in the road as failure, how are you ever gonna actually reach your dreams? Like, you're gonna hit so many bumps in the road. And that doesn't mean that you're failing when something's challenging you. It just means that it's coming up to challenge you so that you can learn from it and show up stronger because of it. And that's not something that you haven't heard before. Like, that's just me reiterating what it is to fucking grow from things. Like, there's growing pains. It's just part of the process. Like, you're going to have growing pains. But yeah, I think that's pretty much all I have for you guys. I love these road trip episodes, to be honest. Like, I really do. It makes me feel like I'm in the car with you guys, just like chatting. And I just really appreciate you guys listening, holding space for me, holding space for yourselves, and being patient with yourself on your journey and wherever you are. I think it's so powerful knowing that the people who listen to these episodes are resonating with what I'm saying. And I just hope you realize, like, that's so powerful that you have come across an episode that you feel resonant towards. And I just think it's really beautiful, and I'm really happy that I've been able to create something that has reached as many people as it has and is only continuing to grow. Like, I just really appreciate you guys listening. And in order to help me grow and reach even more people, I would really appreciate if you feel called to leave a review or a rating on the Patience to Prosperity pod, either on Apple or Spotify. It really doesn't matter. But that just helps me grow, helps more people see my show, and yeah, build a beautiful community so that hopefully one day you guys can actually meet people within this community and feel a little bit less alone in this process that we're going through. But anyways, that's all I have. Sending all the love your way. And I know this new chapter that you're stepping into might feel a little shaky right now and uncertain, but it's not actually uncertain because you know that it's going to be something expansive. So stop telling yourself that the uncertainty of not knowing exactly how it unfolds is uncertainty rooted in fear. You know, like, you know that it's going to be something huge. So let that fuel the trust inside of you, the faith inside of you, that everything's going to work out when and how it's supposed to. All right, my loves, I'll talk to you next week. As always, come as you are and leave a little more healed.